Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
In our top local story on News Radio WBBM, Illinois high school athletes and their parents will be watching closely today as the IHSA decides the fate of fall sports. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya has the story.
Governor J.B. Pritzker had said this week it appears the IHSA was going to get out of the business of sports for the fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. And the IHSA had said a couple of weeks ago it was going to defer to the governor and health officials for guidance on whether or how to have sports in the fall. Governor Pritzker.
This is not going to be like a fall like any other that we've seen. The school semester is just going to be different. People are going to have to expect that, and they're going to have to remain flexible.
The football coach for Glenbard West High School tells the Daily Herald the anxiety and uncertainty is tough for his players, some of whom count on sports to help get into the colleges of their choice. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Employees of area Jewel Osco stores are taking action to have COVID-19 hazard pay reinstated.
Our anxiety is so high, we can't even concentrate at work.
That woman is a checker at a suburban Jewel. Employees were getting hazard pay, an extra $2 an hour. It stopped several weeks ago.
It's so much harder to work now. Just uncomfortable. It's my whole mind. I mean, I literally have stomach aches before I go to work.
Now they're passing around petitions demanding that their hazard pay be reinstated.
Just peace of mind that we're getting a little extra pay and our company supports us and agrees with us. That makes us feel better mentally that, oh, good, you know, they're on our side, too. They understand what we're going through.
She noted some other stores have extended hazard pay. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Chicago police sergeant is suing a Colorado YouTuber for allegedly misidentifying him as the cop who gave protesters the middle finger during an incident last month.
The suit accuses Dale Hiller of smearing Sergeant Ignatius Getz's reputation by posting a video that identifies him as the officer who was making the vulgar gesture to protesters. The Tribune reports the video also details Getz's history of civilian complaints. It's gotten more than 56,000 views since it was uploaded in early June. But Getz is not the officer who flipped off protesters, according to the suit. He is seeking unspecified monetary damages. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A family spokesman says the 10-month-old baby who was shot in the head while riding in a car on the Bishop Ford Expressway Monday is recovering and responding well after surgery. State police say Nayori Askew was shot while in the back seat of a northbound car, a 94 north of 115th Street, just after 11 o'clock Monday morning. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the offender. The Chicago Police Department is mourning the loss of a top-ranking member of the command staff who was found dead of an apparent suicide yesterday.
Deputy Chief Dion Boyd used to work in narcotics when Phil Klein was commander. Klein went on to become Chicago Police Superintendent, and just 2 weeks ago, Boyd was promoted to Deputy Chief of the Criminal Networks Division. Klein says Boyd was a good street cop.
I actually saw him last week. I was at headquarters, and he was walking through the first floor, and we stopped and talked and sit around a little bit, and that's why I was shocked when I heard that he had taken his own life.
Klein is director of the Police Memorial Foundation, and he says the foundation will help the family with funeral expenses. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Former Indiana Governor Joe Kernan has died. Kernan, who was 74, died early today after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease several years ago. Kernan became governor in 2003 after the death of then-Governor Frank O'Bannon. Before that, he served three terms as South Bend's mayor before being elected lieutenant governor in 1996.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.